Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. I took a survey from an email that said it was from Sam's Club. And then there, after the survey, your company said I could pick an item. But anyway, I did not authorize the amount to be charged.
Yes, ma'am.
Because it originally said $295. But anyway, my company, Capital One, declined because of the fraud thing. But I want you to remove my information. They told me to tell you from your records, so my stuff information doesn't stay on my cards.
Okay, ma'am. So if this was your first purchase and they cancel those charges, that account won't get created. But if you would like, you can give me your zip code and I'll see if that account did get created.
Okay, yeah, because they said to have it removed. My zip code 44511.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Peggy, last name Norris, N-O-R-R-I-S.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And so, yes, ma'am. So, I do have an account, but looks like here it is locked. I can't even open it up to see anything on it. So,
okay.
As I was stating earlier, since these were the first charges and the bank declined them, they it basically like locks the account.
Okay. Okay. So you that's it then. I don't have to.
Yes, ma'am. So like basically, it got canceled.
Okay, that's what I wanted to make sure. They just
yes,
told
ma'am.
Me to tell you to remove the information. That was Capital One that stopped.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. For fraud. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.